Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 703. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
My 11-year-old announced that he wants to throttle Jeff Keighley with his shiny flower pin. So I just like to announce that the kids are all right.
Does he not like world premieres?
He loves world premieres, but when Jeff Keighley speaks, he gets angry. I don't know why.
He sounds like a true gamer.
Earl is here as well.
And I will just say that I, too, don't think I can order prices of groceries.
And once things go up, Earl, it's very hard to
price
back down. And Jeff is here.
The Game Awards are good.
The show is good.
Define good.
So I had
a blast watching it tonight.
Let's set the stage here. The three of these guys have been watching the Game Awards.
And are still watching them a little bit.
I'm not. Now I'm cut off. Okay. That's how dedicated I am. I was having a great time. Now I get to hear this shit.
Wow. All right, so Jeff was watching them and enjoying them. Tony, it started 2.5 hours ago.
So they did the half hour pre-show, which I don't know why they call it a pre-show, because they're literally showing off trailers, giving awards.
Yeah. It's like the same. The audience, it's not like, you know how they'll do like the Oscars pre-show or something that's like on the red carpet. Here, yeah. It's like in the theater, in the auditorium. It's literally the same thing, except there's a cute woman like hosting it instead of fucking
who is Jeff awesome Keighley. And so I'd much better than Keighley.
I'd rather have her through the whole fucking thing. I don't know who she is, but she's cute.
She also shows up during the one award. But yes, like a lot of the awards are given out during that time too, and some reveals are done. So it is a weird thing to call it a
pre-show. It's just part of the show. It's they just couldn't fit all of the trailers that they were paid to show into the time that they had, so they had to add another 30-minute thing on there.
It's the pre-Keighley section of the show.
Pre-Keighley.
Tony, you said in our group chat that you were enjoying it. Was that the pre-show?
That was the pre-show. Okay. I enjoyed the pre-show much more, and then we got to 8 o'clock. And Keighley came onto the stage and started speaking. And then I remembered why I hate the Game Awards.
Dude, I have to give this one.
Well, I like the Muppets making fun of him.
Yes, like, they wrote in every criticism you have of the Game Awards, they wrote into the Muppets making fun of him.
That is the best part of the whenever Keighley speaks, they mock him, which is great.
I did not know the Muppets were on.
It's Statler and Waldorf. The two guys that sit up in the balcony.
Yep.
And like they came, like it was like 10 minutes ago they came on, and they're like, you know, like Kojima and Keighley are great friends. I don't know if Kojima knows this. Like they're just like we might as well call this the fucking ad awards with some like, or you know, like the, like, you know, commercials with some fucking awards thrown in, like
it's like the award interruption or something like that.
Yeah, like anything that you would say to make fun of the show, like he had written, or you know, something, you know, his writers or whatever had written into the show. Like
it's one of those things that does PO me sometimes, which is dumb. It's like you're making fun of the fact that you do this stuff, but you're still doing it.
Right.
I just think though that they did a much better job all around this time though. Like I didn't find it boring.
I think I agree. It's a better show. I think the awards part is still very weak. Except for the Game Change. I thought that's a really sweet
part. That was a very sweet. My son hated that part. He's like, why are they going on and on? I'm like, well, this is the good part. This is where they're like showing a nice person coming.
I don't care.
Your son's like, give me the next trailer.
That's right. He desperately wanted more trailers, and then took all that time talking about how people are being good to other people. How dare they?
Which I guess is kind of the thing here, right? Is like there's people like us that kind of want to celebrate the games. We want to, you know, have the actual award show. We want the Oscars for games. And then there's a good contingent that are like Tony's son that are just like, maybe even Jeff, right? Like, just give me the fucking trailers. Like, give me the cool shit.
And I think this is more of a winter E3 than it. I think part of it is that part of that what works here is a lot of these games are within the next year or so. It's not like a bunch of vague, like, this is a game announcement.
Which they have done in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, there was The Witcher 4, which is probably coming out
I'm not saying that there aren't games that don't fit that right today. But I'm saying, like, it's better than usual where there are stuff where, like, I mean, the Hazelight game is out in March. That is, like, 3 months, not 2 months, but 3 months away.
Yeah.
That's cool. There's a lot of interesting games. I mean, there's actually games I want to play this year.
Break down what has happened. I have not watched what has happened so far on the Game Awards.
A lot has happened. I mean, I think the big one for me, not big one, but I think there's a lot of companies are like digging through their vaults. There's a new Omnimusha that was announced. There is an Elden Ring co-op experience. Well, it is an Elden Ring, but it's a new game. I thought he introduced that very weird.
Yeah.
Like a new standalone. I thought it was like a brand new IP. It's like, oh no, it's Elden Ring, but it's more of a co-op experience.
It's just standalone. I don't think it was.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah, but the way he introduced it is not DLC. I think that was like a shout out to Shadows of the Erdtree being really hard to get into.
Hidden, yeah.
Yes. I guess just the way he announced it for me, it made it sound like it was a brand new game.
Well, it is brand new game.
It is,
Like, the way he announced it, it made it sound like it was like a brand new IP. Because he's like,
he said standalone. I don't know.
A brand new standalone game.
Progression of this. Him going standalone game. I'm like, okay. Then I see Bandai Namco or whatever, and I'm like,
And I saw FromSoft. I'm like, okay, it's a new
As soon as I saw FromSoft, I was standing up. Like, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And like, it was very clearly just like another one of their games. I did not know it was going to be Elden Ring, but like watching the trailer, very clearly it is like co-op focused. Like every scene they showed was like co-op. You could run up fucking walls. Instead of a horse that jumps real high, you could just fucking summon a bird to make you fly through the sky. I'm just like, I was in heaven watching it. I couldn't believe it. I can't believe that they have a new fucking Elden Ring game lined up for next year.
I got some questions about this trailer. Maybe you can discern from the trailer of whether this is true or not. More than two players?
I think it's three. Usual co-op is three players, yeah.
Okay, so three player co-op. Which I think that this is the Elden Ring, Jeff, that like be able to play. Like,
yeah, dude. I hope I get two of you on board.
Because like that was really when like I jumped into the original. Like, I think that I would have enjoyed it more if like I was able to play with you, right? But then like after we fought the boss together, it was like, all right, well now, fade away.
The funny thing is that like I do think it's a funny distinction for them to be like, it's co-op. Because, like, dude, if you want right now, I could go run fucking Stormvale Castle with you. We could do the whole level, fight the boss, blah, blah, blah. It just doesn't apply. Like, once you head into the open world, it's over. And
I don't think it's very
interesting to run through an open world together. But, fuck, man. If they're going to make it, like, you can play through, like, obviously, you can make, like, this one, you can play through the whole game together. And I'm assuming you don't need items and stuff to summon people because that would be like going against the point of the game. So it's like full on board, like, hey, let's Borderlands this. And that's fine with me. Like, if that draws people in, fuck yeah, dude. I'll carry you. Let's go.
What were you saying, Earl?
I was saying that Borderlands 4 had a debut trailer. We got to see the new characters for that as well. But yeah, I mean, to Jeff's point, or I think part of it too, it's like, it seems like it's pure co-op. I've always seen Headgiant. It's pure co-op without like PvP. I think sometimes because people can come into your game. Oh, and
yes. So that was, I think Jeff was watching me when I was doing this. So like I'm playing Elden Ring, and like I get to this part, there's this ravine, and then all of a sudden I get invaded. And I think it was like an AI invasion.
No, yeah, it's part of the game.
But like I did not like that in other games where like, you know, players would just drop into your fucking game and slaughter you.
But like the thing that happened to you, it's literally just like it's not a boss. It's just like an enemy you have to fight. Like, but yeah, the weird thing with me is like that happens so fucking rarely to me in like Elden Ring or any other games that like it's never been a problem to me. Like, I don't know, but like it is so fucking rare. But I don't enjoy it when it happens because like you're often trying to do something and it's like, dude, leave me alone. Like,
I'm trying to play the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Earl, you mentioned Onimusha.
Yeah, so the new Onimusha that was announced. I think that's coming out next year. It was not.
Again, I thought that said 2026.
Oh, maybe
that's the only one that might be 2026. Everything else was like
no. There was enough. There was a few others that there was like one that like early access coming 2026. So I don't know if it meant like early access now and then 2026 is the final game, but yeah, a lot of them, like some of them are vague. Like I don't think The Witcher had a date, or did Witcher
no,
The Witcher had no date. It had no gameplay. It was the cinematic trailer.
I mean, even worse than
2030.
Yeah,
The Witcher was also like, it's a cinematic trailer. It said cinematic trailer. And on an unannounced graphic card.
Graphics card. So the GTX, you know, 5090 or whatever. 5090.
That's what I was thinking. Or the 6090.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Onimusha is an interesting one. I would have thought that they would have tried to bring back Dino Crisis first. But
they did bring back one Dino-ish game.
Yes.
Turok.
I was so fascinated by that. And I'm like, oh, this looks like a new Turok game. I'm like, oh, this is... But then it, like, they had like mecha suits or something on it. I'm like, oh, this can't be Turok. It's like, no, it's Turok.
It's
like,
Turok. Oh. It looks good.
It does. It's just like, it was such a whirlwind for me.
So like a brand new Turok game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got
a prequel too, right?
Turok Origins, is that what it was?
Which I always assume means prequel, but I guess I could be wrong. And you know what they say when you assume. But Origins usually
make an ass out of Jeff Keighley. Wait, no.
Yeah. The new Hazy Knight game looks cool.
That was definitely an Earl game.
Yeah, Spit Fiction.
The guy that, you know, that crazy guy that swears a lot and he fucking like made like It Takes Two
and A Way Out.
Making this like wholesome co-op adventure. Yeah. Guy who's like can't hold in his profanity.
And this is like picture like It Takes Two, but one level is fantasy, the next level is sci-fi, the next level is fantasy, the next level is sci-fi, and then they're just mixing up genres. I thought it looked really fucking cool. Like, really respect that studio. I really love what that guy's going for.
I don't, like, he's so coked. I'm sorry, caffeine, though, that's not. But then he was like, oh, like, the characters are named after my daughter. I'm like, god damn, you can't be sweet now. I want to hate you. Just so energetic. But he's like, you know, he had them show his daughters, and he's like, oh, my wife is pretty too.
I like him. I don't know. I like him. I
can't want to say it. He dropped like 5 F bombs. He only said like 10 words.
I do like what that studio is so weird because like they make specifically co-op games. You can't play their games solo.
Yeah.
And they, you know, like one of them.
They give you a free copy to play with your friend. I'm learning something right now. Do not drink a frozen beer because.
Oh, God. It would ruin the carbonation. Beer. Like, it's going to be flat, isn't it?
It's not flat. It's exploding out of the top of the can constantly.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's the same thing with you.
I'm like having to drink a sip of beer like every fucking half second. Holy
shit. So, like a beer slushy?
Yeah, but it's like oozing out of the top of the can. Like.
Well, I mean, Go get it in a big glass. Pour some ice cream in there. What kind of beer is it, actually?
It's making me chug this beer.
It's hysterical. Jeff's like, it won't stop coming out of the can. It won't stop coming
out of the top of the can, and it's going to keep overflowing. I just got to keep drinking it.
There's far worse crimes in the world than having to drink beer. But this how did you do it? Because it takes a while to freeze alcohol.
It's been in my garage.
And you've had your Chicago winter.
It was like fucking 4 degrees this morning.
Yeah. That'll do it.
Where the fuck? Chris.
Yeah.
We need to talk about the game that. Like, I was like, it's immediately messaging you about, like, did you see this?
Oh, so I still haven't seen the trailer. So you messaged me up. You're like, hey, what's this wild ass Pac-Man game? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I thought maybe you would pick the multiplayer game that recently released on like Xbox and PlayStation.
Now, there is a Pac-Man game based off of, I don't know if any of you, I think Secret Levels.
So that's the Amazon Prime TV show that just came out.
Apparently, it's a game based off of that version of Pac-Man.
Okay.
Wow, what to say?
All I can tell you is it looked like a 2D like Metroid game. It looked like Shadow Complex or something like. But then there's like Pac-Man floating around, following you around, doing shit. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And, like, at first I saw, like, the little yellow dot thing, and I was like, is that fucking Pac-Man? And it was, and it's just, like, in a game and in a genre that you would never, ever expect. And I am so there for it.
This looks super weird. I will play it. Like, I'll play anything Pac-Man. And I like Metroidvanias.
I know. It's like combining two things. Like,
so like I'm seeing like imagery of like, you know, this little, you know, like cloaked figure with a sword or something,
yeah,
kind of walking around.
He's got Pac-Man floating around him.
But then there's like,
what the fuck is this?
Then there's parts where it looks like you have control of Pac-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
You're running along like walls where there's power pellets, and
it's like escape the maze. I was like, dude, I am so in for
it. Kind of neat. I like the concept.
A lot of people were like in the replies to this trailer were being like, it's giving Bomberman Act Zero vibes, which I thought was funny. But it actually looks good. Like, I don't know, I'm so into it. Like, I will buy that game.
The Starbreak came out this year. I feel like that was such a hot button game for a while. I forgot its reception was just it's up for best music and score. I'm like, oh yes, that was out this year. It's in that window.
So when is that? I forgot the name of it already. When's that new Pac-Man game? Next year.
Yeah, next year.
Okay.
A lot of things were just like 2025. There wasn't like a lot of actual dates.
Lots of stuff to look forward to, though. Award-wise, anything that stuck out to you guys?
Oh,
Alatro, best indie.
Yep, Alatro won. Helldivers 2 won for best ongoing game.
I was going to say, none of those surprise. Especially, it's always one of those weird things. I'm like, Alatro was the only indie game in that list that was nominated for Game of the Year. If it doesn't win this category, it should
have it'd be a bad sign. I would say watching the show, what stands out to me is that like the Game of the Year award is a race between Astrobot and Balatro. Like, Astrobot's kind of racking up awards and deservedly so, but it would just be so neat if Balatro came out on top.
I'm okay with either one of those winning. I think Metaphor is a very deep, because I think it won Best RPG.
It did.
I don't think it's going to win Game of the Year.
Which I know nothing about this game.
The Persona.
Yeah, I'm playing it. I talked about it back when I played the demo. It's fantasy Persona. Looks like visual style is very anime, which Persona is as well.
Yeah.
Turn-based combat, very story driven. Very, very, very good. But it is like, if you're not a fan of turn-based like RPG combat,
That I'm not a fan of turn-based RPG combat. I don't think I'm a fan of the whole anime
RPGs.
Yeah, that's fair. I think it's very well done, and but yeah, if you're like I don't like the anime aesthetic, like you're gonna it's a 80-hour game, so like
yeah,
do you want like 80 hours with these characters that look like us.
You know, Persona 5, I tried for a long time. You know, I played it for like 30, 40 hours. I was like, I don't know, man. But, you know, from what I hear about, like, Metaphor, a lot of it is, like, the themes and the storytelling in it. And so, like, sure, fine. But I'd be surprised if it won. I mean, it could. It won Best RPG over, you know, Erdtree and et cetera.
I mean, yeah, it's like Persona 5, I think, was the big breakout for them. And so that this is like kind of flowing off of that. So
it's just, yeah. To me, it really does seem between Astro Bot and Balatro and maybe let's say Metaphor in the mix too, whatever, doesn't matter. Like, it's the more interesting story to me is like, if Balatro won, it's like, one guy who made a game versus like a giant studio with a huge budget.
The invisible guy, the guy who wasn't even there to get his own award.
Yeah, I realized that he was just keeping secret. Like I just assumed it was a social media thing, but like somebody else got the award for him.
I assumed he was the guy with the suit on that had all the cards and shit on it, and then he set his friends up. I don't know.
This is Sonic and Friends Transformed Racing. It's sad that I don't.
A new Sonic game, or is it
Lost World? Yeah,
a new Sonic Kart Racer.
Yeah,
or is it all in on that? Okay.
Oh yeah, there was
it's new, or it's
it's a new name. So
okay,
hell yeah, I'm all in on that. I love those.
Not cross. Wow, I was gonna say crosswords. A new Virtual Fighter was announced too.
Virtual Fighter 6.
I don't even remember. And I not Yakuza, but they announced a new kind of RPG in that universe from 1915.
I mean, the Yakuza series, like, I mean, outside of the main one, which is now on like what, 8? 7 or yeah, I think 8. The one that just came out, Infinite Wealth, was 8. They have like spin-off ones though.
Yeah.
That, do take place in different time periods and alternate universes. There's a zombie one.
Is this a new Mafia game?
The Mafia that one takes place in like 1912 in like Sicily, I think.
It was announced, yeah.
Yeah, it was announced during E3. Or not E3, yeah. But, you know, yeah. whatever that's called then.
Summer Game Fest.
Yeah, the old is it Mafia, the old country, or
country. Full slushy mode of my beer now. Where it's like I've got the frozen part, and I'm squeezing it out like fucking space food into my mouth.
You're eating your beer. Mm.
And it's delicious, man. It's really I like. Yeah,
what kind of beer is it? Is it at least good beer?
It's Busch Light, so yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, well, so I guess Game of the Year award is coming up shortly.
Lacho, baby!
So you guys keep us informed as it continues on. I'm going to talk about Indiana Jones in a bit. But did you guys play anything else besides Indiana Jones this past week?
Not played Indiana Jones yet.
No.
Oh, that's independent.
I have.
I have played a new game, though.
Go ahead, Earl. What have you played?
I'm playing it now, actually. Mario and Luigi Brothership?
Mm-hmm.
So I started this today, actually. And so far, I'm enjoying it. I will say...
Oh, Balatro just got another award.
Oh, yeah, best what? Mobile game. I guess that counts, too.
I played it on mobile.
Oh, here comes the fucking sweep, baby.
No, it was best direction to, is it Astrobot?
Yeah. Astrobot.
Which makes sense. I mean, best direction I wouldn't give it to, but, because, I mean, it's really just cards and It's a very simple.
There's a lot of mathematics and shit that, like, for one guy to be doing, I kind of wanted it to win, but I get it.
I think it's a combination of, like, best graphics and best direction. They don't do best graphics anymore.
They don't have, like, a best-looking game?
No.
So, Brothership, Earl, tell us about this new Mario & Luigi game that is on the Switch.
That is on Switch. I assume Jeff, you folks have played the Mario & Luigi games before, right?
Yeah, I like them.
Because there's, like, three.
Played some of them? Which one have I played?
Bowser's Inside Story was really good.
I think I played that one. That's the one you're in, like, Bowser's gut, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think there's Superstars was one of them that was really good.
Superstars is the original. The Superstar Saga, which is the original. Partners in Time is the first one on the DS. Bowser's Inside Story. Dream Team, which is the one when you kind of go on Luigi's dreams, or Luigi takes snaps and you can use his powers there. And then Paper Jam, which is the...
Maybe that's it. It's a very close kinship to Paper Mario. I don't know. It's kind of split hairs.
In a way, it is... I mean, I think all Mario RPGs are kind of like a time-based endeavor. But this one, because you tend to control both Mario and Luigi, and why I hate this, like, Dream Team, is, like, each of them tends to be mapped to a different face button. Mario's usually A, Luigi's B.
Yeah.
You attack with those buttons, and usually in the older games, like, you navigate with that as well. Like, Mario would jump with A, Luigi would jump with B. This game seems to simplify that a bit. You control Mario. And Luigi follows behind you. So, like, Mario jumps, Luigi will just do his thing. And then they have what they call Luigi logic, which is every so often Luigi will think of something while you're around, and he will just go and, he'll go and attack blocks for you, or he'll collect the boost for you and stuff like that. It's neat, but it's weird. It's also strange, again, coming from somebody who played these games, because, the rule was Mario was A, Luigi was B, both in the overworld and combat, but in this one, it is still true, but, like, in order to pick an attack, you have to, like, press A. So it's weird when you're Luigi, because I keep on trying to press B to do his thing, and it's like, no, that's out of the menu. I think the animation of this game is actually amazing. It's really good. It's like the best Mario and the gang have been animated, like, actual cartoon characters. And, you know, there's some voice lines, not voice lines, like, Mario, Luigi, and stuff like that. But this suffers from, like, the same problem I think a lot of Mario RPGs have recently, which is, like, it does not know when to shut up and that you just played a game. It's like, I'm like 3 hours in and still it will stop the game through, like, hey, have you done this before? I'm like, maybe, but you also need to give me an opportunity to actually do it. But yeah, I mean, and it's also, so far, everything I've been to, I'm sounding negative, I actually do enjoy the game. Like, and all the places you go to are very small islands. Like, there's a bunch of stuff you can go back to, but, like, maybe 15, 20 minutes of exploring, and you've seen everything it has to offer until you, quote-unquote, connect it back to the main source, and then it will give you, you know, like, oh, then other paths open up, and you can go back and find night bulbs. I forgot they're actually called... Oh, sorry, what is this game? Oh, this is a mobile thing. Okay.
Obviously there's a gingerbread game coming out. He plays the gingerbread man. It's gingerbread hero.
Okay, now I'm is this for
is that a real game, Tony? Gingerbread hero?
No.
Wait, what was the one on the Wii that was gingerbread? That was gingerbread man?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was like gingerbread ninja or something like that, or ninja gingerbread. Like, one, you know, when everybody's like, the Switch had, not the Wii had a bunch of shovelware.
Ninja bread man.
Okay, there we go.
It is a gingerbread man swords, ninja swords.
I should do this more often. I should just make up games and we should.
I just love. I stepped away for a second. I come back to Ninja Bread Man. I was like, "Are we going back to the Wii? What is going on here?"
It was a Wii game from 2005.
I remember it. Yeah, garbage.
Yes, that's why. So, I mean, to Tony's point, I forgot if I did that. Did we do that here? Or did we do that? Maybe I did that on my other show. Like, what used to be a thing where, like, you'd read the back of video game. Oh, no, that was a. Like, you'd read the back of video game boxes and see if it's an actual game or, like, somebody making something up. Like, removing, like, the. Like, oh, Mario and Friends on an adventure. It's like, oh, but this sounds like bunk. Yes, because, like, yeah, it's Gingerbread Man or whatever. Sounds like bunk. That's Aaron Paul?
Earl just keeps getting sidetracked by the Game Awards.
Yeah. I'm not paying attention to it, I look up and I'm like, oh, that is Aaron Paul. Because they dug out Harrison Ford, who was either very drunk or did not care to be there, or
he's
both.
Just, that's how he is.
Yes, which I adore. Harrison Ford is amazing for that. But I date because they had Troy Baker there. Like, he's the voice of Indian. And like, there was like one other dude who did it. That was cute. But yes, I think I was talking about Mario and Luigi. Like I said, so far, enjoying it. It is cute. I think they've done a really good job with the art style. I think the music's really nifty. So I will see how that continues to go on.
Okay.
And then I think really quickly, I think this is this week. I played two or three games of Marvel Rivals, which is the new Marvel Overwatch-esque game.
Yeah.
And it was fun, but I feel like it's a lot more chaotic than, like, I think it's Overwatch turned up to, like, 10, not 10, like, maybe a 7, where, like, I feel like it's more button spammy than it is, like, ability, but it could just be that I was early in the game. Because I'm like, who have I played as? I played as Captain America, and I played as Punisher. And I felt like spamming the attack button should just as much as, like, actually trying to have a strategy in any sense in that game. But, you know, Marvel licensed a ton of great characters, a ton of skins that you can draw from. I was having fun with it.
So how does Punisher would use guns is he a ranged character, I guess?
Yeah, he's kind of like Soldier, if you've ever played Overwatch, you know. Kind of like that mid-range, yeah. Uses gun, can kind of heal. I think the big difference between this and Overwatch, I mean, other than being superheroes, is that you also have what they call, like, team-up moves. So, like, for example, if you're a Rocket, Rocket Raccoon can jump on the shoulders of certain characters and attack from there. He can also, like, if you're playing as Punisher, Rocket can drop, like, a Amarillo thing for you to use so that, you know, you're doing that without having to worry about it or worrying about it. And it's, like, those things are very small but cute things where there's, like, a certain synergy between how the team build-ups are and how they work.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing which I thought was very weird is that the game has a tutorial area we can go and play, but it does not have a tutorial area for all of the characters. So I think, I don't know how many characters actually are in the thing right now, but, like, I know, like, it's missing certain, like, I wanted to try out Jeff. Jeff is, like, the super adorable whale or dolphin in Marvel. And he's a support character. I feel like support characters is the type of character you kind of want to know how it works ahead of time, so you're not being a complete waste.
Yeah, so you're like, actually supporting the team.
So I'm like, I want to go try him. He's not. He's available to play, but he's not available in the training. I think the same with Captain America. Captain America is just one that he is. Captain America is a DPS. No, he's a tank. So he can go in the front and he has, like, he can do a shield and stuff like that. And then a lot of his stuff with melee. There is an attack to throw his shield, but that has a recharge on it. So yeah, that stuff is interesting and cool. And again, I do want to spend more time with it. But yeah, I think, you know, I think they've done a lot of smart things off the bat. I mean, one, they got the Marvel license, but also just making it, you know, unlike multiverses, for example, you have access to all the characters. What you unlock are like skins and things. It's not necessarily like, oh, you're going to miss out on anything. The battle pass doesn't expire. So you get all of these perks, and it's like that. I think that's a really good way to go about this genre of game.
Okay.
So yeah.
I might give it a go. Is it like heroes versus villains, or is it?
Well, again, it's like Overwatch, so it is very much, you know, you pick support or DPS or, you know, the support tank or, you know, kind of general range, and you just, it's 6v6, so you want a mixture of people to do this stuff.
Right.
And it's just PvP. There's no, like, you know, there's no campaign, there's no story or anything. You can kill a bunch of stuff.
And so how, like, do you get to play as all the, I mean, I assume that they're gonna give you like a bunch of characters to play as to start with.
Again, you get all the characters off the bat. Okay. So, like, what you unlock is like their skins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's there's no what am I trying to say? There's no, oh, we have to unlock this character or this is on a rotation. Everybody's there.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if there was like a rotation of like, hey, you can play as these guys, or you can buy Spider-Man for $15, but you know, if you want to play as Spider-Man, you got to wait till he rotates into the free pool. Got it. Okay, cool. Jeff, you said you played something else as well.
I've been playing Path of Exile 2,
mm-hmm.
which is an early access game right now.
On Xbox?
Yeah, I've been playing on Xbox. It's on everything. Picture like Diablo 2, except with like amazing graphics. And like that alone, awesome. And the gameplay that like you can't sleepwalk through, like not that you really could in Diablo 2, but like I feel like Diablo as it has gone on, especially I think with Diablo 3, it's like you can kind of sleepwalk through that whole game and just be fine. And but picture Diablo, but like you get to a boss, you have to actually like learn its patterns and try to avoid its attacks to win.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of Path of Exile 2, and good lord, am I like obsessed with this game. Just absolutely fucking in love with it. Even in, you know, its early access state right now, it feels like a complete game. I don't know what to say other than like, it's the type of game that like is so good and so like addictive that like everything around it pales in comparison, which is gonna affect how I feel about another game tonight. It's just, it's awesome, dude. Like, every free second I get, I want to play that game. I want to grind. I want to get better. And see what's next.
Did you play the original Path of Exile?
A little bit. Like, I downloaded it, I think, this summer.
Okay.
And it just felt old.
I didn't like it when it came out. Yeah. So, I don't.
This is like, dude, if you are into this type of, if you're into ARPGs, like, you absolutely owe it to yourself to play Path of Exile 2. It is just, man, it's got a grip on me. Like, it really does. And yeah, the first one, I think I had tried it out because I had heard it was free to play. And, you know, in a lot of ways, it's better than Diablo. And like, maybe it is, I don't know, because like I couldn't get past how old the first one felt. This is the graphics are like better than Diablo 4.
What was that, Earl?
I'm getting an Okami sequel. Or is this a remaster? Oh no,
the sequel. Got the word sequel right up there, Earl.
Wow, yeah. I never expected Okami to get a sequel. Okay.
No, because that's a 20-year-old game.
Yeah. Oh, and it's from Okami. Wait, what?
Okami?
No. Yeah.
Mia. He's the one that directed the original.
Yeah, but he was. I mean, I know you have him, but I never thought he'd go back to Capcom.
That, yeah. Let's see. When did he go back?
Yeah, it seems like a new studio. Clover?
Hold up. There's an Okami too?
Clover was his old studio. Clover was the studio that did Okami.
Well, yeah. Okay. But yeah, there's an Okami sequel. I never.
It's been defunct for 17 years. I guess he's bringing it back?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Well, Okami 2, I guess.
Okami sequel. They didn't say a number or anything.
Okay.
So, apologies, Jeff. It was just like, I was like, oh, this is okay.
New Okami.
I believe what they said was it just entered production too. Yep. So it's not like it's not like it's coming out tomorrow.
Far away. Yeah,
it's gonna be a ways away. All right, Jeff, back to Path of Exile. So how much is early access for this game?
Game is $30 if you want to wait for the 1.0 version, it's gonna be free.
Like the original one was, yeah.
Yeah, so there's that, but like...
Do you get any perks for jumping in?
I don't know.
Like, probably get something.
I got to play the game. There's that, and the game is incredible. Like, it is just like... Again, if you're an ARPG fan, like, you should be playing this game right now, and you would be obsessed with it, just like me. It is just like... It almost make like as much as I defend Diablo 4, I'm like, I could kind of see now where people were like, that fell short, and this is does not like it is just.
Well, this game is designed to for you to play forever. Like Path of Exile is just,
yeah,
it's a free to play game. I mean, you to play it forever.
Looking at the skill tree, I can kind of believe that because it's insane.
I mean, it is an actual skill tree. If it's anything like the first one, like,
yeah,
everything creates like a branch and path.
Yes,
and it's like everything gives you like a 0.2 buff. But if you pay, like, oh no, I enjoyed the Diablo view, but I was like, that one was like, that was too complicated. That's one where I had like a Google sheet open on the next page, like, what is the best build for this character?
and in early, you know, I'm maybe deep into Act 1, but it has gotten very hard. It's gotten very challenging to where, like...
That was something I found with the first one. Like, very quickly, actually, it got very hard.
Yeah.
Like, and it kind of forced you to play with other people, and I was not a fan.
I don't agree with that portion of it, because, all right, there was a boss that me and my wife ran into last night, and we kept dying. And mm-hmm. She is so trained by Diablo to be like, oh, I can just hold a button down and not pay attention, basically, right? And it's not that. Like, because, like, you have to learn, like, the boss we were fighting, or many bosses, I'm assuming, you have to, like, learn. It's like Elden Ring. Like, you have to learn their attack patterns. You have to be like... Oh, he's shooting his missiles now? I have to keep moving for like 5 seconds until he's done shooting his missiles, and then I can attack. You know, like, I have to like dodge, like roll, dodge. And she's not used to that because, like, Diablo is kind of a baby game. You know what I mean? It's like you just fucking press A and you win. Like, and I'm not saying like games have to be fucking hard, but like, I do appreciate that there's something, there's like some meat on the bone there where you have to be like, oh, fuck. And like me and her were stuck on this boss last night. And I realized, I was like thinking about it today. I'm like, I think I rolled right past that boss. Like I rolled out of the dungeon to the next area and never fought him. Like on my own character, my like separate character that, you know, is not us playing.
Right.
So I went back to it. And yeah, sure enough, he was there. I had not beaten him. And it took me a couple tries. And I was like, we're trying to fight this boss as like level 7-8 characters. I'm going back to this boss with my own character who was like level 12, and it was hard. It was still hard at level 12 because like even if you're overpowered for the boss, you have to pay attention to what the fuck is going on. And I really appreciate that about the game. Like, again, like my thing.
Yeah. So for me, like I would prefer like, hey, like you want to make it hard and like make it so like I have to follow along. But also like if I over level to a point where I'm like, just like looking at people and they're dying.
Yeah.
You should be able to go to a boss and fucking swap it. Like it should not be hard.
I'm sure if you came back as a level 50 character, he's probably okay. Like he's probably easy, but
yeah. But is there enough that I can go grind out to be level 50 and like, you know, 5-10 levels above the recommended should be enough to like stomp somebody. And if it's an early game boss, like that seems way too frustrating for me.
I will say one thing that is helpful, I guess, is let's say you run through a dungeon and the boss kills you or whatever. Like you can keep running through area. Like every time you run through an area, all the enemies come back. So you could really farm and level yourself up. There's usually a checkpoint before the boss, but if you want, you could run backwards and the enemies will be back and you get that.
Got it. Have they kind of said when it's going to leave early access or?
As far as I know, it's next year, but they're like constantly like updating it already. Again,
I was supposed to enter early access 4 years ago. So
yeah, like the state it's in already, I would say it feels like a complete, like totally done game. Like it's awesome. I've had no issues really. You know, they already rolled out a couple patches already. And a lot of it is like, if you look at their Twitter, like, this thing's too easy. We're going to nerf this. They're like nerfing everything. And you're like, dude, like, your game is hard enough. It's fine. Like, if there's like exploits, like, leave them in, I think. But.
All right.
I can't, like, if you are into Diablo 2, or if you're just into this genre, I cannot recommend Path of Exile 2 enough.
Yeah, Path of Eternity and Path. They both have.
I almost said, yeah, it's a different thing. I can't recommend it enough, man. Like, it is. It'll take over your life, like, immediately. You just be like, the atmosphere, the like, the grind, the, like, getting the new loot and just like optimizing your character and then going back, like, and the combat is just like compared to, you know, the Diablo games, it's very similar, but it's like so much more deliberate and like you have to think. Like it's, you're not just gonna like keep pressing the same combo of fucking like attacks you would spam in Diablo. You have to be like, oh, what would work here? Oh, I'm getting surrounded, maybe I should do this attack. Like you really have to fucking think about what you're doing, and I can't praise this game enough. Like I'm very early on in it. I'm like already like ready to crown it like the best of this type of game I've ever played. Like it's just so awesome.
Glad you are enjoying it. I will maybe give it a try when it becomes free. Sometime next year, supposedly. So. We'll see. You play anything else?
You know, one other game, which we'll talk about
briefly. Tony, you said you haven't played anything besides indie?
Correct.
Earl, anything going on in the Game Awards?
I'm trying to figure out what this ass game is.
Yeah, it's their final world premiere. I have no idea what this game is.
Elden Ring.
Oh. No.
Oh, it's from Insomniac. I mean, not Insomniac, Naughty Dog.
Okay.
The space game, though, so.
Fascinating.
That looks kind of familiar.
Oh, okay.
Is it Uncharted in space?
No.
No, it looks cool. It is called
Intergalactic.
Okay, that's a terrible name.
Planetary.
Heretic Prophet. So it's new. It's not. It's a Naughty Dog property that's new.
Intergalactic Heretic Prophet?
Yes.
That's a name.
That's okay.
They made it seem like it was like not new. Like we should recognize what it is. And then I just spent all that time staring at it, not knowing what it was.
Get ready for Blotro Game of the Year.
Is that what's happening right now? They're getting ready to announce
the they're about to announce the game of the year.
All right. I think it's Blotro or Astrobot.
He's gonna announce it's Jeff Keighley. He is his own game
of the year. He has gamed us all year long.
I would not be surprised by Astrobot, and I would not be upset by it, but I just think it's a cooler story if Blotro wins, because, like, it's one dude, and he did a lot of, like, fucking computing to make that game, and it's awesome. Like, I think Blotro kind of deserves it.
It'll be fun to read the discourse around it, too, because so many people, nominated, were just like, what the fuck is this card game?
Poker? Is this a bro thing? Like, you know, like, people are just, like, so stupid about it. It's like, if you played it, it's very fucking good and addictive. Like, I'm still playing that game. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of sick of it now, but I've also unlocked everything.
You've done everything.
Yeah, I'm nowhere near that. I'm still trying to win a white deck run. Like, fuck.
Ah, poor Jeff. Aw.
I think that are, like, really good at it, because I'm just like, I know poker, and yet it's, like, apparently I, like, again, things come down to the runs you have a little bit, but, like.
There's a lot of luck, there's a lot of math, and the math can get pretty advanced if you're.
But, like.
You're really getting into it.
But, like, that's what's great about it. Like, the fact that, like, I don't know, man. Like, this guy did all this, like, computing shit to come up with this game. Like, kind of one guy on his own. And the game is fantastic. Like, who won? Who did it?
They're announcing the nominees.
They're about to. He's talking for a long time.
Yeah, the guy.
Talking about Kojima. I sucked him off in the back. No,
it's not Keighley, it's somebody else. I don't even know who this is.
That's the guy from Valiant from Baldur's Gate 3.
So just to remind everybody of the nominees for Game of the Year, it was Astrobot, Balatro, Black Myth Wukong, Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and Metaphor ReFantazio.
It really feels like it's between the two. I said maybe Metaphor as well, but it really feels like it's between Astrobot. Well,
the fact that Metaphor won over a few of those other games, tosses them out almost instantly.
And I'm sure Metaphor is great. Like, and
it is
good on them, but I just feel like it's between the other two.
The other two are more accessible. I think like an 800 hour RPG is very hard to like convince everybody to play. Astrobot is like,
Baldur's Gate was able to do it last year. Say.
Yeah,
true. It also has like that.
It just feels more niche. It does. It has a smaller audience than Baldur's Gate. I think absolutely.
Yeah, but Baldur's Gate has the Dungeons & Dragons license. And it's the third game in a like storied franchise. Even if it's not from the original developers, like this is a brand new game.
I just think what a story it would be if Blotro won. Like,
it would be
like a crown in Gameplay Matters. You know what I mean? Like,
well, they're going to send up some more random people to accept the award too. Just people off the street.
Yeah, so Jeff, as much as I love Astrobot, like, a lot of what makes that game click, like, it is fun to play, and I think, like, gameplay in it is very good.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of what makes it click is, like, visually, it's, like, you know, stunning, and
absolutely.
It is, you know, you're getting all those little bots of, like, classic video game stuff, and you know, they're doing levels based on classic video games. Like, it's a lot of nostalgia bait, too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, and I think the gameplay in that spot is great.
Yeah.
but as a statement for pure gameplay, like pure, like, this is a new idea, a new, like, that's the other thing about Blotro, is like, it's like a new idea, new game, and a game that, like, people will play fucking hundreds of years from now.
It's, you know? For me, it's like another, it's very much like Tetris. Like, it's a,
yes, or exactly.
Lumines. It's a forever game. Like,
it would, like, be like,
Tony might be sick of it right now, but he could come back to it, yeah, in a year and, like, you know, you play a few hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
Astrobot winning over, like, Astrobot winning over, like, Blotro would be like Sonic the Hedgehog winning over Tetris back in the 80s or something. And you're like, yeah, at the time that seemed right, but it's like, what's the game that's going to endure? Blotro's going to endure forever. Like,
where are we at, Earl?
They're doing some sort of musical number.
Jesus
Christ. They did it the musical, yeah, number for all the games. I will say it is one of the better ways they do it. Though I think they did it years ago, which I think I prefer, which is like kind of like the Oscars, where each game would get a segment where they'd have the song and then they'd
made it fucking so long though.
Like, it's already 3.5 hours, Jeff.
Yeah, I don't know. The way this one has flowed, at least when I was watching it, was like very good.
Yes, but like, if you think about again, this, I mean, this is the same campaign. Good show, enjoyable, but the actual content for the awards is secondary.
Well, as we await the announcement of the Game of the Year, we don't want to start talking about indie and kind of have to cease. I'm just finding shit here. This is evidently the 10th yeah, year,
yeah,
of the,
yeah,
game.
They mentioned that once or twice or a thousand times.
So I've got the list here of what they have had as a game of the year in over the past 10 years. 2014, Dragon Age Inquisition.
That's about one.
Well, there we go. We don't have to go through that 10 list then.
What one?
Astrobot.
Astrobot. I'm not mad about it. I just think it'd be more fun if Blotro won.
Yeah.
I'm glad that it was Jeff, you said Blotro won a bunch of awards as well. So, like, it was between those two. Like, that.
It was like very clearly between those two, and like, I get Astrobot winning because it's just the best 3D platformer in so long. So
Odyssey's not that old.
What's that?
Odyssey's not that old.
It is. It's first Trump term.
Oh, God. Don't say that.
Say it like that.
Oh, that's gross.
So at the same time this is going on, the Monday night or Thursday night football just ended.
Yeah.
I have never seen this before. The 49ers are in position to throw a Hail Mary for the game.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams, in response, blitz them. They sack the quarterback on the Hail Mary.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Like, normally, they just, like, on the Hail Mary, the team only rushes, like, two or three. They rush six.
Send everybody.
Hell yeah, bro.
Well, we're making sure you don't win this.
I have never seen that before, but they got him. It worked.
That's a fascinating.
What do you think to do it? So, I'm assuming the 49ers are not going to make it back to the World.
No, the World Cup.
They might not make the playoffs.
No, they're not going to make the playoffs now. Their record isn't good enough to get in as a wild card now, and that kind of gives St. Louis. The Rams have passed to winning the division pretty easily now. It'll be either be them or Seattle. So
yeah,
it's kind of eliminates the 49ers.
So Astrobot has joined the ranks of Dragon Age Inquisition, The Witcher 3, Overwatch, Breath of the Wild, God of War, Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, The Last of Us 2, It Takes Two, Elden Ring, and Baldur's Gate 3.
There's a couple of those games that just stick out as like, why is Dragon Age Inquisition listed with these games?
Why is that? That was a weird year. We did it.
We did not name Dragon Age Inquisition as game of the year.
We did not.
I think we threw a kind of threw a fit because none of us had played enough of it.
I did question like how because nobody had made it out of the first act.
Yeah,
and I did question that. You're right, yeah, I don't remember what we did, but I remember it wasn't Dragon Age Inquisition.
Yeah. Was that the Final Fantasy?
No. I don't think so. 2014 video games. No, because I think Fozzie was on that one. Maybe.
Well, I think he was on the Dragon Age Inquisition one too.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good fucking question. I'm looking at this list and it is not super impressive. We gave it to Titanfall.
Well, that's an excellent selection.
Jeff was not happy with us, but
that's an excellent selection. I like that choice.
Okay, if you say so.
That original Titanfall game. I mean, but Titanfall 2 was also great.
It was better, but also still does not matter.
Well, I think I would go. I would say the single player for Titanfall 2 is absolutely fantastic. I think the single player is better in the first game.
Yeah, the multiplayer in the first one was a better experience.
It was better in the first one.
Yeah. All right.
There really is no single player at the first game.
No. They're like, here's a campaign, but it was just like weird audio logs as you played multiplayer missions in order.
Yeah.
All right. So game of the year has been announced by the Keeleys. And we're going to talk about the other big game that came out last week, Indiana Jones. Oh, I guess it came out this week. Weird. Yeah. Came out on Sunday.
And the big game.
Sunday at 7 p.m.
The big game he meant is the size of the game, not necessarily the quality. Because that is, 115 gigs? It's
130 something.
Okay. Only if you download the pack that makes it look better. Why would you?
Yes. It's not 97 gigs otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I didn't know that. I just had to go on my Xbox. I haven't played you in a couple of months. I finally got rid of Halo Infinite. I kept the Master Chief Collection. But at
some point, I had to delete everything. This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I don't...
For this bullshit-ass game. Sorry, go ahead.
But, you had to delete everything, Jeff? Like...
I have like literally like maybe like 8 games on my Xbox now.
Yeah, I mean that's fair, especially if Call of Duty installed like
every game is 150 gigs. Every fucking game. I'm against this. I think it's bullshit.
I mean, but how many games can you play at once? And like it's not like
things I want to have on access again. There's things I want to have on access.
Yeah, Jeff always wants Diablo and now Path of Exile.
Yeah, there's certain games like I had to delete Elden Ring and its expansion, which is like I don't want to do that, but here we are. Anyways, let's talk about fucking Indiana Jones,
which Jeff does not like.
Since you mentioned it, like. I don't think the game is very fun. I don't, but go off.
No, you go off, please.
I think the game is like, it is, half of it is like very much the modern AAA game that I've railed against for years now, where it's like, you know, we're doing like, very story heavy, like trying to make it a movie, like an interactive. It basically is an interactive movie, and like,
yes,
especially like in the like early portions of it,
with the tutorial section specifically.
Good God, dude. Like where like it starts off with you walking around with somebody who's walking really slow, and they're talking, and I'm just like, please get away from this. Can we please stop doing this?
You are.
Please, I'm begging you.
You are specifically following the opening of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That is the opening of it. You're walking with the guy. He's talking. You're walking all slow. You have to hear everything he says. Like, I'm I personally think this is a
bad game design. Wait, you can walk fast when he's there. You can walk fast.
I guess you could.
You can walk at him.
I did test it a couple times.
He will follow you.
Good. Yeah.
There's a few other sequences I've noticed in the game where the person will be talking at you. You just walk away from them and they still keep talking.
And then they'll magically teleport catch up to you. Like if you get to where you need to be and like you press the button to kind of like advance, they will speed up to you.
Like the priest in like the second act, like the at the Vatican, Antonio, who like is super old and doesn't move very fast. I just left it behind. He teleported right.
Yeah, like running down the spiral staircase, like right leaving him up top. Yeah.
I hate that shit though. Generally, like I don't care. I don't care if it works when you run.
Just wondering. Like it's a game called Indiana Jones, which is a very narrative heavy film series.
Yeah.
Lots of dialogue. Lots of like investigation stuff. Yeah. Like, what were you actually expecting out of Indiana Jones?
I wasn't expecting anything. I actually had like low expectations for the game. Okay. But like I like did not think that machine games could make this work, and
and you don't think that they did?
I don't think they did. Honestly, like I think the game sucks, kind of. But like, it is doing the type of game that like I guess some people like. I don't know, but like to me, like right away I was bored. I'm like bored. Oh, like, all right. Meanwhile, I have Path of Exile going where I can fucking go in, fucking kill shit, loot shit, fucking upgrade my character. And then meanwhile, going to this, and it's like fucking a half hour of fucking talking and walking fucking around before I can do anything, dude. I hate it, dude. I hate this shit.
It's that type of game, though.
I don't care.
Maybe it's just not for you.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not that it's not for me. Do it better. Fucking better. If you're doing an Indiana Jones game, it doesn't have to be like this.
You guys, you've forgotten
Indiana Jones and what it's like. Like that's kind of
it. No, it's not. Because I'm not supposed to be playing a fucking movie, dude. We're just playing movies, then enjoy, okay? But we're playing a fucking video game
with this. Like you are. No, and
it's not.
You are. Like there's stuff to explore.
I guess it sucks. It's fucking.
How far did you get, Jeff?
He's further than we are.
Yeah. Okay.
He's
through like the first Vatican area.
I got through that fucking 8-hour mission of finding a stolen cat. Fuck you. Fucking game, dude.
Why did it take you 8 hours?
Dude, it felt... I could get into that, too. But...
a lot of times when it's asking you to, like, do stuff, it's not super clear on what
the dude, it is. Are. Yeah. Yeah.
I got to the point of no return, which isn't really a point of no return, as you said, Jeff, but like, you know, it's like for that first area.
It becomes,
like I got to that point at, I don't know, 3 hours in. And then you said it's like a very linear section, the next part, as you go to like a boss fight.
Exciting part, boss fight where you get to punch the dude.
Like, there's
a lot of punching and whipping.
Yeah.
Did you like do a bunch of like the side missions and stuff?
No, part of it was like you remember like how you have to like buy that camera?
Yeah.
I had spent money
where I am right now.
I had spent money before that on like upgrading my like you have to like spend money to read the books that you collect.
Yes.
So like I did not have the money to do that.
The camera you had to go find.
Yeah. And like I had no missions. So like I just had to like wander around and find
looking for change.
You didn't have any missions either.
No, like nothing enough to like do that. No, yeah.
Oh, so like immediately I came out of like after Antonio's like, hey, go buy the camera. Like I came out and like I immediately found like 2 side quests. Like
yeah, it was tense right off to the left. I had done some side quests, but like I had spent all my money, so like I was just like, okay. I like pulled up my list of like objectives and it was like get this fucking, you know, map or whatever the fuck, or, you know, do nothing. I just wandered around and found, like, I literally wandered around for like 5 hours.
All right, that would suck, actually. And this kind of makes me feel for Jeff, because it would suck to not have it would make you hate the game. It literally would.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why, like,
on top of everything else that made me hate the game, like, there's a lot of things that make me hate, like
for this game. Because you need the camera is needed for progression of that.
Yeah, you are fucked until you find like $20 and change laying around on the ground somewhere.
Yes,
because you have no bitch to tell. I would be so mad. I would be so mad.
I was wandering around forever around the Vatican. Like, I wandered around the Vatican for probably like 12 hours. Like
so. I'm just wondering, because like I exited that room and then there's like the tents off to the left, and I went through there and I found like $500 in those tents like immediately.
Yeah, there's and, money in the tent. Yeah,
so like you pick that money
there's
up.
There's money and there's adventure log. There's two different currencies.
Right, no, but you need the cash to buy the camera. You don't use the adventure points to buy the camera. You need the cash.
Well, yeah, maybe I never found it. I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, so there's like.
There's two there. If you get the things that upgrade your character, that's one form of advent. There's the adventure.
Yeah, points there's adventure points, which are like experience points that you can.
There
spend.
Are also like the pamphlets laying around all the place, and if you pick them up, you have to pay money to take them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like I
which
and
I did not realize at first.
Yeah. What made me making that part of the adventure like contingent on having money was a bad choice.
Well, there are magazines you can pick up and you don't need money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, there are also ones like in the post office that like they're on a rack and you can buy them, and they cost money. But there are pamphlets and books that you can just pick up as you're exploring.
Well, yeah, I think that's two different things. I don't know, but like, I just think that the game is not fun, dude. Like, it's so tedious. Everything is tedious in it. Like,
I didn't find it tedious.
Yeah, I don't think it's. I think it's slow paced.
Yeah,
but
I'm fine with that. I'm fine.
I like the little like you're walking around and your character's always making sarcastic comments. I love Troy Baker as
he's very good. It sounds just like phenomenal. India. Like he sounds just like Harrison Ford. It's crazy.
It is. I was like, this isn't Harrison Ford. Who is this?
It is so crazy. Like how spot on that
song is. And he if you were watching the Game Awards, like Harrison Ford made a comment about it.
Yeah, he did. He's like,
if I knew you were gonna be that good, I would have done it myself.
Yeah. And there is like the graphics are incredible, and there are moments in the gameplay where I'm totally in it, where I'm like, oh, like this is what I imagine this would be like if you were doing it well, where it's like you're trying to solve a puzzle, but you're also using your whip and your platform and you're climbing, you're going around an area to figure out the puzzle, and that is very good. But that is like literally like maybe 15% of the game, and the rest of it is just fucking dog shit. Like I'm not a fan of this fucking game. Like I'm sorry, like I've gotten past the fucking Vatican, which felt like it took me like 30 hours to get through the fucking Vatican, and I'm like, man, do I want to keep pushing through this or play a game that I'm enjoying?
And I think like, if you're not enjoying it, like 8 hours in, like no, move on,
please,
man.
Please stop.
Well, I want to play through it to be able to have like a proper opinion on it, but also I think what hurt this game is it came out right around a time, like literally within a day, of a game that I am finding very compelling and very like. It's like sucking me into, and I think that you guys, if you play Path of Exile 2, you'll be super into it too. And imagine how like to play this game that like you're like super engrossed in, and you could like hours and hours of time in versus this game that is just like, hey.
I think they're two different types of games, though. Like, I think you're like.
No, they are. They are. And one is boring. And fucking Indiana Jones is boring, dude.
Boring for you.
No, it's boring. Like, dude, you can't, like, what does it add?
You're like sitting like, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. Chris is enjoying it. Like, it can't, it's not objectively boring.
What does it add? Let me ask you guys this. What does it add when you go to open the door, you press X, you have to look down at the door, you have to put the key in the door, then you have to press the left stick to the right to open the door?
Like, it's literally like, you're opening the door. You're opening the door.
It's just, here's what it is. Here's what it is in Resident Evil 4. You fucking walk through the door, dude. It's fucking boring. You're in
control of Indiana Jones. You are moving through an area that has locked doors.
It's more immersive. It's more immersive.
That's right.
It's not more immersive. It's fucking boring, dude. It's bad game design.
There are times when you are moving through areas that you should not be in, and like, if you are, you know, if you're not moving quick enough, you're going to get spotted by the guards.
Oh, that's the other thing. I want to touch on the, like, all right. So, like, I touched on all things I, like, really hate about the game. But then you're like, oh, but the gameplay. What about the gameplay? The fucking stealth is garbage, dude. It's garbage fucking stealth gameplay. You know why? Because you could fucking ignore it. I walk past everybody. I kill them all. And it doesn't fucking matter whatsoever. Like, it is fucking terrible. Like,
I will say, like, it gives you that mechanic really early on where you can pick up the bodies and move them. And I have yet to.
Why would you move them? Where that's why?
Useful. It's just like.
No, mostly, dude, I'm just trying to move through as fast as possible. Like, I'm going to knock you out. And I'm also going to knock your buddy out. And I'm going to knock his buddy out. And I'm just gonna, I'm Indiana Jones, the murderer bot.
Right, and I enjoy it. Like, the actual, like, yes, knocking of them out is fun. It's like, so I much like fun. I like hitting them in the head with a bottle or whatever happens it's to be lying.
So goofy.
Or like using the whip to, like, knock the weapon out of their hand and then picking them up and beating them with it. Like, that's awesome. I love that.
I watched a video of Donkey playing this game. And I was like, oh, this is way more fun game than I thought, because he was doing that. He's just throwing shovels at people.
That's right. And like, I like that, like, pick up, like, random shit. Like, I beat somebody to death with the violin. Like, let's...
There is no, like, there's nothing to the stealth. It's awful. The stealth is absolutely terrible in this game. Like, I could, like, walk through an area, they spot me, and I turn a corner, and the stealth is done. Like, the alert is done. It's just like, okay, then why am I... Like, I have not paid attention to the stealth at all in this game and walked past everybody, and it has mattered not whatsoever. Like, it means nothing. And I'm just like, well, what the fuck is this game? It's a fucking movie. Like, you're playing through a fucking movie. It's a choose-your-own-adventure.
Yes, that is what it is. It's an adventure game.
But, like, when it's doing the, like, event... Like, when it's doing the, like... puzzle solving and using your whip to get around an environment and solve the puzzle, it's good, but that is like maybe 15% of the game. I think the rest of the game is actually kind of fucking terrible. Like, I am not a fan of this game whatsoever, and I'll leave it at that, and I'll let you guys talk.
Wait, I thought you liked it.
Yeah. Surprising.
Jeff, how could you come to such a conclusion after?
I'm just saying, I think what I'm saying is sound. I think what I'm saying is, like, not wrong, dude. Like,
I mean, it's not wrong for you.
I think the stealth is terrible. I think it's a terrible stealth game. Like, absolutely, like,
I kind of got the feeling that Indy was bad at stealth. Like, that was like, but there's like, there are definitely areas where, like, I would, like, walk right past the guards and, like, walk up a stairway.
Yeah, it didn't matter. Didn't matter.
And they would, like, the guards are, like, at the bottom freaking out. I walk all the way up to the top of the stairway. I'm like, all right, I'm going to turn around and beat these guys up. And I'm waiting, and they don't come up.
Like, I walk down
the stairway and, like, beat the crap out of them. And then went on my way.
I walk into an area. It's, like, restricted area. And I'm like, I just walk past everybody and nothing happens. So I'm like, okay, I guess this is fucking... The stealth light. I don't know.
At one point, had like 8 people chasing me, and I had to back down.
I shot them all. And I killed them.
I still don't know where the fucking gun is. I do not have a gun.
I definitely found the gun, and I'm like, but the melee combat's so fun. I don't want to use it.
I'm enjoying the melee combat. So like, I just because like the parry, like it works well.
It's so Indiana Jones. That's how it feels.
I'll give the game credit for this. I got cornered at one point. Like everyone was alarmed, and all the guards and shit were running into this room I was in, and I had like 8 bullets. And every single bullet, like one bullet killed them all. I was like, hell yeah, dude, that's realistic. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, you know what I mean? Like, boom, you're dead. And so I did that as everyone entered the room. But for the most part, it doesn't even matter because, like, the stealth is broken. Like, I don't know, man. Like, you want to crown them, but they are who they said. I said they are.
It's like, but like if you remember back to the movies, like the stealth stuff that he does is always so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's cartoonish.
I have nothing against them, like trying to capture the magic of the movies, but it's just you're trying to be a movie is what this game is, and it's just like I don't know. Like I think that like this type of adventure was better captured in the Tomb Raider games. I'm sorry, like those games are like more games,
different type of game.
Yeah,
but that's what if you're trying, like honestly, dude, Tomb Raider Anniversary, I think is better than this. Like I find this super super boring, dude. Like,
and don't play it.
No, I want to.
No, stop playing it if you're bored. You're
just making yourself miserable by
doing it. It was 130 fucking gigs. I'm fucking playing through this fucking thing.
Jeff, we want you to be happy. Yeah. You know what will make you happy? Go back to your Xbox, find that file, and delete it.
And play your PoE 2 and have a good time. Like
I will.
You don't have to enjoy everything or have a full, like, You have a very coherent argument for why you don't like it. Like, I don't think you playing another 20 hours of it is going to change your opinion.
It could. I mean, maybe, like, the later levels are good. I don't, like, it does.
No, don't,
like,
do that to yourself. Don't.
It does, like, after the first hour or so, it does let you, like, play the game a little bit. And there's like, portions of it where you're puzzle solving that I was like, oh, well, this is kind of neat. So, like, I do want to see it through, but I just don't think that there's... I think that there's things in this game that, like, if you have the philosophy I have about games, it's like, this is not good. But go ahead.
No, I with kind of Tony on this, like, it's fun. It's capturing the vibe of Indiana Jones, like... I enjoy the story bits. Like, I know you don't want to pay any attention to the story. So, yeah. Like, anytime that they're, like, giving you that dialogue and explaining
so shit, much of the game. That's what I'm
like,
saying.
Like, that's so much of Indiana Jones, too. It's, like, learning about the different, the different historical pieces.
What is interesting about it? Like, it is Indiana Jones. It's Indiana Jones again. There's an artifact. There's a bad guy trying to get the artifact. Like, what is interesting about that?
Earl, what are you trying to say?
I was going to ask. I've not started the game yet, so I've heard it both. I've heard, you know, other conversations around it. Like, what is your level of investment in Indiana Jones? Everybody here, I've had
a mid.
Yeah, like Raiders is like my second favorite film of all time.
I was going to say, because I've heard from other like podcasts and videos I've seen, like, there are people, like, if you really love Indiana Jones, it sounds like you get a lot more out of this game. Not
it's very, like, faithful.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, I like Indiana Jones, but I'm not like, it's the best thing ever. Like, I like it, but I don't know, man. Like, it's like, if I want to watch an Indiana Jones movie, I'll just watch Indiana Jones. Like, it's not fun for me to play. It's boring for me to sit through hours of people talking and guided, very, like, specific gameplay that it's not even really gameplay. Like, it's just...
I don't know. I think you're just looking for a different experience out of a game that is trying to do exactly what it's trying to do.
But it's like when you guys told me, like, oh, the Mario movie is how that's what should be.
Mario movie was fun.
That movie was fun.
But it's like, it's a lack of a man. Like, that's how it should be. Like, it's just like, no, dude, like, what, it should be still, what fucking good. What did good, you want the actually Mario good.
Movie to be?
I don't like, know, I man. I'm not good. Making it. I'm not. About but
like, that's the thing. It's like, I get that. But if you, in my head, and this is a very extreme example, it's like if you try to be creative, you end up with the live action Mario movie, which does try to do something different.
Hell yeah, dude! Fucking, and I'll take the old one over.
I enjoy it. It's fun. But like the animated one is actually a Mario movie. Like that's always what I've said.
Yeah, but you could do that and still be true. Like, you could still be true to like what it is, and like have a spark of inspiration. And I'm not saying this doesn't have a spark of inspiration. I just feel like, man, maybe these were like right, like the wrong guys for the job. Like, I don't know. Like, they did. I guess they did a good job for like, you know, people who are liking it. But I'm just like, I'm so bored by it. And like, I think part of that is that I'm playing a game that I'm so captivated. Like, you know, when you're playing a game you like really love and like you try to play something else, you're just like, all right, this is taking a time away from like something I'm really loving. So yeah. I think that's part of it. So like I'm trying to keep that in mind, but I just don't think the game, I think the game is like a little overhyped.
And
go ahead, Earl.
Well, I was going to say two things. I don't know if it's, because I mean, the reviews are not middling. I think it's like there's decent price for it, but it's
they're mostly very positive.
But it's still 80s, which to me kind of like it's good. It's not. But it's flawed. And the other thing, and I don't know. I can't speak for you, but you did mention Tomb Raider earlier, and I wonder if so many years, I mean almost two decades of Uncharted and Tomb Raider are just Indiana Jones in video game form, and then you get an Indiana Jones game, which is honestly, not those two games or those franchises.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like, and I do think that, like, if you are adapting the series in the video game form, I think Tomb Raider is more fun. Like, it's more like we're solving tombs, and you get that in Indiana Jones, but it's so intent on being a movie that it just ruins it for me.
Go ahead. I'll recommend, Jeff, you do not play Metaphor.
I will
like,
not.
Like, if you are like struggling through the story bits of this, like you will absolutely hate Metaphor. Like they go on like there are five.
No,
10-minute
cutscenes there. I know what to expect from that, and it's just not for me. Like those games.
Yeah, so I Tony, how far have you made it into?
I'm still in the Vatican. I am wandering around. I just talked to Antonio for like the third time.
Millie's time. Go back to Antonio.
Yeah.
So like you've done the photos, obviously. Did you do like the bulldozer thing?
No.
So there's a tomb that you're probably going to go to next.
Don't worry, Tony. It never ends. This mission never ends.
I hope so, because I'm having a good time, so I hope it lasts for a while.
Never, like, the mission is forever. It is like 8 hours long.
It's not. Only if you wander around 5 hours trying to find 300 coins.
Dude, the first part of that game, all right, getting through the stolen mummy is literally like 5 hours long. It is so long.
So Jeff, you said I'm right behind you.
There's like maybe an hour more, but like, so think about that. That's one mission of a game. One mission of a game. It's insane.
But that's also the hour, you know, for the tutorial and the Marshall College.
Yeah, area. It's like you're still in it. Like I've been playing that game for like a dozen hours, and I was still in the fucking beginning of the game. I'm like,
it's a 35 hour game,
which is, if you say that, it's crazy because like I looked it up on how long to beat, and it was like 12 hours. I was like, if it's 12 hours, this is literally 50% of the game, because it is
fucking forever. Yeah,
so like the people that have beaten it on there are saying 12 hours, but all the reviews I've heard are spending like 30 because they're all doing they're like the extra stuff.
Even then, I don't trust reviews. Like when they say, "Oh, it's a 16-hour game," I subtract like 4 hours. Like it's just always a lie. They always want to make it sound longer.
Okay, but you've already spent 8 hours, and like you have.
Oh yeah, it's like the opposite here.
So on the achievement list, you have so much more to do.
It is the opposite here, and like I gotta be honest, like I got to the second area, and I'm kind of like, I don't know if I want to play this. Like
you don't want to.
Like, I don't want to play this, but I'm going to because I feel obligated.
I'm trying to like have an opinion about it because and also because it said it was 12 hours.
You have an opinion. We're all well aware that you have an opinion.
I know, but also it said it was 12 hours long, and I'm like, well, I'm fucking gotta be close then.
Well, I have no idea. You're not supposed to spend 12 hours wandering around the Vatican. That kind of increases the amount of time the game.
Yeah. So we will see. We will see, but like. There's like again with Path of Exile, I'm just like, well, I'll just play that. Like my free time, I gotta spend on things I enjoy. And this so far, I would say, like, I do not enjoy the Indiana Jones game. Like, there's things about it. Like, again, when you're solving a puzzle and you're using your whip to like navigate, I think that's cool. But, like, man, that is such a fraction of what this game is. And
Jeff, maybe you should just keep your whip in the bedroom where it belongs.
I should use it. I should use it more. I mean, I'll let you know.
Well, so, Tony, how are you feeling about it?
I like it a lot more than Jeff. It's what I wanted. I wanted a game where I feel like Indiana Jones got like the story and the pace, and like it, and like the you're like wandering around through museum looking at stuff. I really like the opening where like you have the break in and like having to sort through the masks, like and the stuff laying on the floor to find out what's missing. Like that stuff is cool. It feels good.
Yeah, it's like, oh, like, okay, so this thing I picked up is Egyptian. Like, where, which part of the display does it go to? Like, yeah, like, that was neat. And then, like, the way him and is it Brody? Like, they're talking about, like, the relics themselves and kind of giving you the history of what they are and talking about them. Like, all that shit's, like, super fascinating to me.
I know I'm going to pay it eventually because, to Jeff's point, I also it's 130 gigs. That's a lot of time and space. But you said Brody. When is this movie set?
It's in between Raiders and The Last Crusade.
Okay. I think it's 1938.
It's a year after Raiders, because like they mention like Marion is mentioned early on.
Okay.
In fact, I thought that was a great line. Like. He's like, you know, his buddy's telling him like, yeah, you can't run away from your problems. And he puts his hat on. He's like, watch me.
It's so Harrison Ford. Yes, like it's
great.
It's a delivery. And that, I think that's what sells the game for me more than anything. It's just like the delivery of all those lines. Just absolutely perfect.
Yeah. It feels like Harrison Ford. Like
it does. It does.
Anything else you were asking, Earl?
Well, I was gonna, because I don't remember if Tony answered. What is your level of Indiana Jonesness?
Oh, I mean, I love those movies. I think they're all great. I didn't watch the new one, the one that came out a few years ago, but
Dial of Destiny.
Yeah, but I really like all the other ones.
Even Kingdom of the
Crystal Skull.
No, that's the one. That one's fine. I really like The Last Crusade. I think that might be my favorite one.
The Last Crusade is my favorite one.
I think if you were fine with Kingdom of a Crystal Skull, Tony, you'll like The Dial of Destiny much more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Dial of Destiny, I think, is just. I feel like there's a level of, like, It's not. I'm not gonna say it's a great movie. It's just it's a fine movie. Yeah. But I didn't think there's a level of like, oh man, this isn't what I grew up with that people just attribute to it. It's a fine movie. Like, yeah, it's not rated. It's not F-C-shade. But it's fine. It's decent.
Well, I am looking forward to continuing on with Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. I'm sure we will talk more about it. Jeff will probably continue to torture himself with it. But.
I keep saying it's to get better. Like I was like, well, maybe when I get out of the Vatican, it'll get better. We'll see.
I think it's going to be the same thing, Jeff.
Yeah, like, I think so.
Generally, video games get worse as they get along because they know that the people are going to play the opening parts more.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like the opening parts were the very worst of it, and it got better in the Vatican. And then the Vatican, I was like, got really, really sick of. Like, the Vatican goes on so long, dude. The Vatican goes on for like.
Just remember when I was playing Elden Ring, and I died a few times, and I was getting super frustrated. Remember what I did, Jeff?
You not do what I did. I'm gonna power through, bro. I'm gonna give you my full opinion.
Jeff, we're 40 years old. Like we don't need to do that anymore.
No. I don't have time to play everything. I want to play games that I like. Like the games that I like the whole time.
I think y'all should try Path of Exile.
I told you I will when it's free.
It'll be free at some point. And I think you guys will really enjoy the first one.
I think Indiana Jones hope he's finished downloading at some point. I do want to try that this weekend. Again, also a big indie fan. But I feel like I'm going to end up closer to Jeff because it does. Again, some of the complaints I've heard from other cases was very similar. Especially in regards to, it sounds like it would have been better suited if it was more like an Uncharted, not necessarily an Uncharted game. The best parts of the game, from what I heard from other people, is like because the Vatican's like an open space where you can kind of do whatever. They said it's more like when like there's segments where the game kind of funnels you down specific paths. Where that's more driven into like something.
And there are parts of the Vatican that do funnel you down specific paths, like that it becomes a little more scripted, but
there's many dungeons within the Vatican. And so like at the end of the Vatican, like there is a dungeon, like that's where like Chris, you were like, should I go into it or whatever? It's like, yeah, it does become a dungeon that there's no return from. But man, I don't know. Like, I have found myself wishing it was more like Uncharted, honestly. Like, and it was just so weird for me because, like, I there's things that I appreciate about this game. Like, I appreciate that, like, it does not care about your expectations, and it is like the combat is almost non-existent in the game. At best, it's like stealth and like. Hit someone with a weapon and it breaks and they're dead. Like, and it's just like,
I don't know, man.
It's not enough to make up for everything else that, like, I just do not like.
It's fascinating, and I do want to pay it because, like, you describe it, and like, Indiana Jones as a franchise is not very apt. It's more of an adventure.
It's like you're playing a movie, dude. Playing a movie. Like,
but movies themselves are more adventure than they are action.
Yes.
Like, famously, he'll use his guns in certain situations, which is why it stands out. Like the whole thing in the first movie.
Where that's how it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, it can't be Uncharted because it'd be weird to be Indiana Jones in a shootout because that's not what he does.
And you don't, sadly. I'm saying sadly because I think the game is ultimately like my big thing against the game is it's boring, dude. Like it's just like. The sitting through the cutscenes is boring, and then like playing the game is kind of boring too. Like, it's kind of like a decent, like, action adventure, like, puzzle type thing that you've played before, but it's just like, okay, this is not super exciting. It doesn't build to anything exciting. There's no like action set pieces, which you would expect. And like,
well, to be fair, you only completed the first main
level. Yeah, but like that did not build. That built to a boss fight against Tony Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Punch him, and that's not. That was not like. I'm sorry. Not a good boss fight.
As any time Indy fights somebody, like it's generally how it plays out.
But like okay, but it's not like okay.
I will say I did not enjoy like when you fight Tony Todd
in you got to that
college when the college when you fight him the first time.
Oh yeah.
Like it's just it's not
fun.
I didn't not have fun with it, but it was more like I'm not getting any reaction out of him, which I think is also kind of what they're going for, is like he's this big giant man that you know you're not supposed to do a whole lot of damage to, but you know you weren't getting the feedback, and it was like how do I know if I'm progressing here, like, and then that's, he picks you up and throws you, and
that's something that we also almost didn't like talk about is like yeah that like there's a boss fight against him later to end the first whatever area or act or whatever, and it's like it's literally like you punching him, and I'm like, that's not like a good boss. Like, it sucked. I thought like it was terrible. So it's like it's really like
I've never liked any of Machine Games boss fights. So
yeah,
I think that the boss fights in
it's making me question bad. It's making me question whether like I was wrong about Wolfenstein. That's how like
which I would actually be interested for you to go back and play Wolfenstein again
because there's
so much story in those games.
But like those games, so like,
much.
I was thinking about that. I was like, well, one, those games were doing World War II, which I think is interesting, and two, like that it is. They are action heavy. So like when you are playing, like it's action. And so like maybe gloss over things that are stupid about it. Cause like this is like everything I like did not like about those games, maybe. Like I don't know. And I might change my mind on it. I might get further into the game.
And which is like, funny because like the stuff that you don't like about Wolfenstein is like the stuff I actually do like, which they've imported here. Like they've given me what I want out of those games without like the tedious combat that Wolfenstein had.
Interesting. Like I'm totally fine with the Great Circle not having combat. I think it is a bold choice. I think they should be commended for it. Like, yeah, there's combat, but it's very limited. And I kind of love it for that. I love that it's, like, focused on, like, being Indiana Jones and solving the puzzles. I just don't know why they had the need to make it feel so tedious and just, like, bore you with everything. Again, maybe I'll change my mind as we go on. I don't want to keep going
on about this. I don't think you will.
We'll see. I'm going to try to keep going on into it. But again, like, I'm also just so drawn to Path of Exile, which I'm literally just, like, Elden Ring style banging my head against the boss. But that's more fun to me than fucking whatever the fuck is going on in the Great Circle.
Yeah, I think that you just don't want an adventure game styled like this. Like,
no, like, dude. You know why I love like Resident Evil?
No, that's not an adventure game.
It's very similar.
This is more like a classic point and click adventure game that has like a little bit of like action spiced in.
I mean, I would say some of the Resident Evils are like that, but like the action is compelling, and this is just like boring the shit out of me. And so I don't know. It's so guided compared to even Resident Evil. Like, it's so like this is the path you have to go. You have to press this button. You have to do this. I don't know. I feel that way.
Like about really? after the intro, like which is the you know the Raiders piece. I did not feel that it was like guided.
It becomes less guided, but like
I was moving around like the Vatican, going to objectives in different orders, and like it wasn't like do this way.
I'll give you an example. I was like trying to walk around in this tomb area, and I had like a torch out, and they're like, "You cannot go in here yet. You need to like go talk to somebody." Like I had to go like talk to the dude at the top of the stairs. I'm like, let me decide anything on my own. Like it's really annoying, dude. Like, I don't know. And I'll be interested to see what everyone feels about this game. Like next week, 2 weeks from now, a month from now, I don't think it holds up, but maybe I'm wrong. And again, I'm willing to be wrong. And I'm willing to be like, as I get further in the game, I love it
for you.
Like, it's the top of my game of the year list now. I think it's better than Bellatro.
You folks are gonna. This is gonna be Jeff's supervillain origin.
Right. You just drive him nuts.
No, but I'm open to the idea that like as it gets going, I go, oh, this is really like great. But like,
I thought you were further ahead than either one of them.
Yeah.
So.
No, I don't see it. Going over anything. I don't think this game will go in my top 10, honestly. But it could change. It could change if it goes like again, like it could get going and like I start to be really impressed by the environments and the puzzles. But like again, I don't know how far I am because like I said,
very early.
How long
since you got lost at the Vatican and used up all
I know, time, but like how long beat says this like 12 hours? I'm like, I've spent almost that already in the Vatican, so we'll see.
Because like just from the like achievement list, like that's the third main story achievement. There's like another 10 to go.
Okay.
And to be fair, the times on how long to beat are based off of 33 people. At this point, so
that's crazy.
Average is actually 19 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah, I think in the IGN review they said it was around like 20 hours ish. I forgot, like, but I always subtract like 10 hours from any like review. It's like, yeah, okay, sure, you did.
All right, well, we will play more. Maybe Tony and I will have a little more to say next week as when Jeff quits playing it.
I'm just playing Path of Exile. Fuck this shit.
What we told you to do.
Yes. No, go play the game you want to play.
I will try to stick with it.
You don't have to.
It's just such a chore.
Who likes to do chores? You don't have to do chores.
I want to do chores. This is video games. For this game... I want to do it.
Jeff is like, I'm just trying to understand.
Your wife is like, I really need you to take out the garbage. You're like, no, I got other chores to do.
She's like, you need to pay attention to my clit.
Okay. What? We'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.